In response to Chevron's fourth quarter earnings call, activists recently picketed a local Chevron gas station in Oakland to protest the company's role in supplying energy and millions in tax revenue to Israel, which has been engaged in an all-out assault on Gaza that has killed tens of thousands of Palestinians. Activists carried colorful 15-foot vertical banners, and a larger-than-life Grim Reaper puppet also made an appearance. The protest was part of the Boycott Chevron Weekend of Action, which included some 30 actions across the country. Ilonka Ziatar is with the Oil and Gas Action Network, one of the groups that organized the action. KGVM contributor David Rosenberg spoke with her before the picket line protest.
So you're going to be at 55th and Telegraph tomorrow at the Chevron station. And what are you going to be doing there?
So tomorrow we are participating in a weekend of action that has been called by the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions movement. We're going to be picketing at the Chevron gas station for their complicity with energy apartheid in Palestine and Israel.
Have you been there before to that station?
I have not, but some of our other allies have picketed there before. So groups have been there before, but me personally, not yet. This is going to be my first time tomorrow.
So when you go to these stations, do you talk to the managers there, or is that really not the point because you're going for the corporate headquarters, really?
Yeah, we have. So we did choose this location because it is a corporate location. So we wanted to avoid, implicating franchise owners right now. However, there are efforts to get Chevron franchise owners to demand that Chevron pull out of Israel as well. And so some folks across the country are going to franchise stations, and they're going to start by asking them to sign a letter asking Chevron to pull out. So giving them the opportunity to support the movement before they set up a picket or demonstrate at their location.
So part of the idea is to get customers or potential customers to turn away and go to some other gas station, I guess.
Correct. Yeah. So we are calling for a boycott of Chevron. So part of the action is, like, you know, as people see us there, they'll turn away because they just don't want to engage with that action. But also, we want to be visible, right? We want people to know about the boycott, and being in a really busy intersection with our signs is also going to show people who weren't even intending on going to the gas station that day that, you know, this is an ongoing campaign. And we also have information flyers that we can hand out to people who come to the station as to why we're doing this and what's going on.
Yeah, I guess people are familiar with Chevron for other reasons, like maybe some leakage that's happened in places like Richmond. And is that your impression, that when people think of Chevron, they think of more that than what's going on in the Middle East?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a lack of awareness of Chevron's role in the Israel and Palestinian territories. And that's one reason why we want to have these really visible actions, is to raise awareness of their involvement. Chevron is the largest provider of energy and power to the Israeli government. They are also complicit in energy apartheid, right? The Israeli government has been, since the recent conflict, but also since before then, and continually has been cutting off power to Palestine and depriving them of their own energy sovereignty. So that's one of the things that we want to send a message about, is that, you know, we believe that Palestinian people should have access to and control over their own energy. And that is what we mean when we say that there's an energy apartheid system, is the Palestinian people are not empowered to use their own resources themselves. And those resources, like energy, like power, and those natural resources, are being withheld from them by the Israeli authorities. So we want to raise awareness of those issues. But more broadly, like you said, you know, Chevron is just generally a really bad player, bad faith player energy company. I mean, obviously, we know that fossil fuel companies are generally not trying to do good stuff in the world, and they understand that their business practices and their entire industry is responsible for irreversible climate change, which is, why my organization is more involved. We are more on the climate advocacy side of it, but we've seen this opportunity to really stand in solidarity with a movement demanding for justice, right? And we know that justice, climate justice, is intertwined with the rights of people and the rights of nature. And so that's why we're standing side by side with our Palestinian allies on this campaign.
Have you heard any statements coming from Chevron executives about your boycott, or is it too soon for that?
They don't generally like to talk to us. They don't like to acknowledge that we exist. It's not in their best interest to recognize the efficacy of these kinds of campaigns. But, we see some things happening.
They're helping an American ally, so they're being patriotic.
Right. I mean, they can say lots of things to justify their profiteering from war-torn areas, which they like to do. Yeah, Chevron has a really deep history of ecological exploitation and human rights violations, which has been thoroughly documented in many countries around the world. I personally have been involved with work in Ecuador, where before the country took over the production of oil, it was Texaco, which then got taken over by Chevron, that was doing the drilling there. And they made the choice, which has been very documented, and they made a very clear and intentional choice to cut costs by skipping a lot of very important steps to safeguard against spills and seepage into the groundwater. So the areas in Ecuador where they drilled and produced oil are so toxic that several hundreds of people have died from cancers. These are indigenous peoples, farmers, farm workers, subsistence farmers that live off the land. And they would be told that it was completely safe, that their rivers were contaminated with crude oil or with other distillates of oil. And people would, feed their livestock from those rivers and grow their plants. And all of a sudden, their livestock is falling over dead and has cancerous growths on them. And then people start having all sorts of rare incurable cancers. So we've seen this legacy. They were found liable in a court of law for over $9 billion in damages to the government of Ecuador. That was 13 years ago, and they have still refused to pay a single cent. And instead, what they have done is to go after the plaintiffs, to go after those indigenous people and those farmers and slander them and bury them in paperwork. They were involved in incarcerating the human rights lawyer that represented them, Stephen Donziger. So they're not a good faith player, right? They're not playing by the rules. They break the rules, and then when they're found out to be breaking the rules, they fight in the courts to deplete their opponents' pocketbooks, right? They have very deep pockets. They can continue to tie things up in court over years and years and play people out that way. And that's what we've seen from them. And we've seen it in Ecuador. We've seen it in Myanmar. We've seen it here in Richmond, California. Here in Richmond, they're still to this day continuing to do flaring at the refinery. Flaring that's supposed to be reserved for, really extreme situations is now commonplace. And we know that there's health impacts in the communities around the refinery from those flaring events. And so we know they don't play by the rules. They don't pay up when they have been found to be liable. And they just continue to expand into other areas, like Israel and Palestinian territories, where we know that in international court, Israel has been found to be having violations to human rights. And therefore, any company or industry that is aiding the Israeli government is also in violation of those human rights. So we are hoping that through this protest and this boycott campaign, that we can raise awareness and pressure Chevron where it hurts them the most, which is obviously in their profits.
That's Ilanka Ziatar of the Oil and Gas Action Network speaking with KGVM contributor David Rosenberg. This interview was released on February 5th, 2025.